presenting the Mirth Parade. Wilson as the drum major.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with that grand old mirthquake, the Mirth Parade. And this time we dedicate our program to those indefatigable civic Pollyannas, the Chambers of Commerce. Without our Chambers of Commerce, how would the world know that there are fine apples in Oregon, year-round sunshine in California, oh yeah, and tall corn in Iowa? Three rousing cheers and a tiger for the Chambers of Commerce. Long may they prevaricate.
If you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Your old Uncle Sam will be grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do. Just purchase wifey dresses, baby shoesies, made over here and cure the country's bluesies. If you want your dreams of good times to come true, buy American, that's all you've got to do.
Order, ladies and gentlemen, order. We are indeed happy to present a brilliant young member of this Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Roy Renier, one of the foremost educators in America. Well-versed in all the topics of the day, Mr. Renier is here to address this august assemblage on a subject of timely interest to all. Mr. Roy Renier.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, I deem it a privilege indeed to have been accorded the opportunity to address you at this time upon the subject of prohibition. If and when, why, what, which, should we, or on the other hand, is technocracy the better solution? Now, perhaps, friends, I can best illustrate the vital point that I wish to emphasize by recounting to you a little incident that happened in my own household. It so chanced that a kind-hearted friend sent me 12 bottles of the new 4% beer. Now, my wife, being an ardent prohibitionist, immediately ordered me to empty every one of those bottles down the sink. So, in order to please my wife, I withdrew the cork from the first bottle and emptied the contents down the sink, except one glass, which I drank. Then I withdrew the cork from the second bottle and emptied that good old beer down the contents, except one glass, which I drank. I then removed the glass from the next cork and empty the bottle down the contents, except one sink, which I drank. I then withdrew the next contents from the sink and emptied the glass down the cork, except one bottle, which I drank. Now, friends, it's not necessary for me to go into much more detail. You can see by following this process meticulously but I eventually had all the bottles empty. So I steadied the house with one hand and counted the bottles. There were 72. And I counted the houses as they came around, and eventually I had all the bottles and the houses counted. So I decided to wash the bottles. But to my surprise, I was unable to get the brush into the bottles.
So, I turned the bottles inside out and washed them and scrubbed them and wrung them out. And then I went upstairs and proceeded to describe to my wife very carefully just what I had accomplished. And, oh, boy, have I got the wifiest little knife in the whole world. Let's sing Sweet Alice.
Thank you, Roy Renier, for your inebriating remarks. But here's charming little Eddie Adams, and if every city in the country had an Eddie Adams, what a lot of bragging the Chambers of Commerce could do.
I've tried my best to find a present that's worthy of you. A lot of gifts you might find pleasant, but they would not do. I've searched the skies, the moon, the air, for things to show how much I care. I've got the birds all singing a little love song that is new, and in the evening they'll be bringing a song from me to you. The setting sun that's making a bed of gold upon the blue. Can't say goodnight until it's taken a kiss from me to you. Love words I'm not able to whisper in your ear. All this world I'll label faithfully yours, my dear. At night when we're apart, love, you'll get a rose that's wrapped in dew. And deep inside you'll find my heart, love, I'll give from me to you.
Thank you, Eddie Adams, thank you. If it's possible, you sing almost as sweet as you look. And now here's Tizzy Lace, who was paid $10,000 to stay in Chicago. She was paid by the New York Chamber of Commerce. Tizzy Lace, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, folkses and listeners. And I'd like to say hello, if I may, to all the beauty magazines that I've been posing for lately. Of course, while I don't like to say much about my beauty, I would like to say that I posed for an advertisement that no doubt you will see on all the billboards. It's called Flit, a sort of a bug exterminator. And I also posed for the Chamber of Commerce, and after seeing my pictures, they've decided to hang me. I mean, the pictures, of course. And they expect to entice people from all over the world to see me in all my charm. I have one picture called Cupid. And I have an arrow in my handy. Oh, I think it really is a glass. Anyway, they're calling it Cupid taking a shot. Isn't that ducky? They also had a famous sculptor make something of me, and after seeing it, I think they called it a bust. If you know what I mean. I can't think now whether it was plastered or whether it was the man that did it. So I said, instead of a bust, it looks more like an explosion. So he said, well, the Chamber of Commerce ought to hear some good reports on it then. And speaking of reports, I've had just scads of wonderful reports on the good work I'm doing. So not to disappoint any of the folkses, we're going right into our recipe. Jigsaw puzzle appetizer. Doesn't that sound goody? Or doesn't it? Well, let's make a picture of a man, will we? My, aren't you thrilled? I am. My, that's going to be more fun. Are you ready? All righty. First, peel heads of lettuce. Are you peeling? That's fine. Now in the lettuce, we have the heads. Now for the hair, shred some carrots. That will be red hair, of course. Now sprinkle some sugar on the carrots, and that will look like dandruff. That's what makes your scalp so dandruff. Now let's make our ears out of cauliflower. Got cauliflower ears? Now the nose out of an onion. You see, then the nose really smells. Now, ears with slices of grapefruit and the eyes out of some potatoes. Mix this all up and place in jigsaw puzzle boxes and serve. And what happens? Your guests will say to one another, "You have my nose over there," or "Lend me your ears." And, folks, you won't have to serve anything else. In fact, you'll probably have to put them out about 3 o'clock in the morning. And speaking of time, I must toddle along now. I'm going to give a cooking lesson to some manicurists on how to make lady fingers. So I leave you, as the folks always say after eating my recipes, poison. Poison.
You know, Tizzy Lish once gave me a recipe for curing a cold. She told me to first catch the cold. Oh, well, we'll not blow about that. Now, Brown and Lavelle, two climate salesmen from California where the sunshine is copyrighted and a patent has been applied for on the scenery. Brown and Lavelle, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we're supposed to talk about chambers of commerce tonight, and I don't know what they're all about. Have you any idea what they are?
Sure, don't you know, honey? Chambers of commerce are large-bodied men.
Well, what's that? What's that?
Pardon me, I mean a large body of men.
That's better.
Large body of men who compel you to plant pansies in your front yard when you'd rather have carrots.
Oh, yeah? Carrots in the front yard.
Uh-huh.
What landlord would stand for that? And speaking of landlords, the people upstairs tell me that our landlord was around this morning. Did you see him?
Did I see him? I answered the doorbell.
Oh, yeah? You'd answer anything.
Yeah. Little Pathé News. Sees all, knows all. That's me.
Well, forget about that. What did the landlord say?
Oh, he didn't say anything. He just stared at me as though I hadn't paid the rent.
Is that so?
Sure. And I stared right back at him as though I had.
I hope you know our rent is 3 months in arrears.
I hope you know if you don't pay it, we'll soon be thrown out on our ears.
Well, we wouldn't be in this fix if you weren't always buying clothes.
Yeah, oh yeah. I have them sent up COD and they go back PDQ.
Now listen, didn't you buy 3 dresses last week?
Well, don't it take 3 dresses to cover me?
Quit clowning. What was the idea of buying 2 summer coats?
Because I need 2 summer coats.
Why 2?
Well, one for me and one for the moth.
Now, isn't that a moth-eaten joke? You run around all day and spend money for clothes when you should be home cooking an occasional meal for Grandpa and me.
Oh, Grandpa's all right. I gave him his bath tonight, and he's fine.
Oh, is that so? However do you persuade him to take a bath?
Well, that's easy. I just fill the bathtub up with beer, and Grandpa imagines he's a pretzel and dunks himself.
Gentlemen, and remember, no matter what the Chamber of Commerce says, there's no town like your hometown. This is Don Wilson bringing the Mirth Parade to a close. Goodbye, all. We'll be with you soon.
Thank you.